जगत गुरु शीला प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की ग्रंथ राष्ट्रीय चैतन्य चरित अमृता की कोट प्रेमानंदी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्णा ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्णा ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द ब्यूटीफुल लोटस फीट ऑफ श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरा हरि ऑल ग्लोरीज टू शिला प्रभुपाद विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण प्रष्ठाय भूतले श्री मकेश्वर प्रसाद स्वामी इति नमः Hare Krishna, dear devotees. I am feeling fortunate to be here and being asked to give class. But I'm actually trying to fill some really, really big shoes. His Grace Pran Govinda Prabhu was supposed to give class today, and Mother Shri Gaurangi called me last night at 8:30 to say some confusion. He's out of town. Can you give class? And here I am. So please bless me. That I say something relevant to the discussion which is happening in this part of Chaitanya Charitamrita, and I learn a lot and I can give something in exchange to you all. I pray to the whole Guru Parampara, my dear spiritual master, Srila Rupa Swami, Srila Prabhupada, and the entire Guru Parampara. Hare Krishna. Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. 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 Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. So we are reading from Madhya Lila chapter 20. The Lord instructs Sri Sanatana Goswami, and the verses which have been assigned are text 203 to text 217. So what I'm thinking is we will read all the way to 216 and then we'll do call and response for 217. I just wanted to say, like, I feel like a small little sparrow and Prandavanda Prabhu is the big Garuda bird. So I'm also praying to him that he will give me inspiration that I can kind of follow in his footsteps, because I know many times he has given class like within a minute. Somebody didn't show up and he's given class right away, and he's ocean of Shastra nectar. So I pray to him as well. Text 203. So we can say it together. Is that how we're doing it? We just say it together. Alright. Echari janira vilas murti arashta jana tan sabra nama kahi suna sanatana. From Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna and Aniruddha, there are 8 additional pastime expansions. O Sanatan, please hear me as I mention their names.
Purushottama Achyuta Narsingha Janardhan Hari Krishna Adokshaja Upendra Ashtajan.
The 8 pastime expansions are Purushottam, Achyuta, Narsingha, Janardhan, Hari, Krishna, Adokshaja, and Upendra.
Vasudevera Vilas Dui Adokshaja Purushottama Sankarshanira Vilas Upendra Achyuta Dui Jana.
Of these 8 expansions, 2 are pastime forms of Vasudev. Their names are Adokshaja and Purushottam. The 2 pastime forms of Sankarshan are Upendra and Achyuta.
Pradyumnera Vilas Narsingha Janardhan Aniruddhera Vilas Hari Krishna Duijan.
The pastime forms of Pradyumna are Narsingha and Janardhan, and the pastime forms of Aniruddha are Hari and Krishna.
Echabisa Murti Prabha Vilasa Pradhan Ashtradharan Bhede Dhare Bhina Bhinana.
All these 24 forms constitute the chief Prabhav Vilas pastime forms of the Lord. They are named differently according to the position of weapons in their hands.
Ihara Madhya Yahara Hai Akar Vesha Bheda Sei Sei Haya Vilas Vibhava Vibheda.
Of all these, the forms that differ in dress and features are distinguished as Vibhava Vilas.
Padmanabha Trivikrama Narsingha Vaman Hari Krishna Adi Haye Akare Vilakshan.
Of them, Padmana, Trivikram, Narsingha, Vaman, Hari, Krishna, and so on, all have different bodily features. Do the next one.
Krishnera Prabhav Vilas Vasudeva Dichari Jan Sei Chari Janara Vilas Vimshati Ganam.
Vasudev and the 3 others are direct Prabhav pastime forms of Lord Krishna. Of these quadruple forms, the pastime expansions are 20 in number.
Ihasa bar prithak vekuntha paravyoma dhame purvadi ashtadike tina tina krame.
All these forms preside over different Vaikuntha planets in the spiritual world, beginning from east in consecutive order. In each of eight directions, there are three different forms.
Yadyapi paravyoma sabakar nityadham tathapi brahmande karo kano sannidham.
Although they all have their residences eternally in the spiritual sky, some of them are situated within the material universes.
Paravyome madhye narayana nitya stiti paravyoma upar krishna lokera vibhuti.
There's an eternal residence of Narayan in the spiritual sky. In the upper portion of the spiritual sky is a planet known as Krishna Loka, which is filled with all opulences.
Eka Krishna Loka hai trivida prakar Gokulakya Mathurakya Dwarkakya.
The planet of Krishna Loka is divided into three sections: Gokul, Mathura, and Dwarka.
Mathura te Keshavera Nitya Sannidhan Nilachale Purushottam Jagannathana.
Lord Keshava eternally resides at Mathura, and Lord Purushottam, known by the name Jagannath, eternally resides at Nilanchal.
Prayage Madhava Mandare Shri Madhusudan Anandaranye Vasudeva Padmanam Janardhan.
At Prayag, the Lord is situated as Bindu Madhava, and at Mandara Parvat, the Lord is known as Madhusudan, Vasudev, Padmanab, and Janardhan. The Lord is known as Madhusudan. Vasudev, Padmanab, and Janardhan recite at Anandaranya. And then we have text 217. We can say call and response. I'll do the verse for word for word first.
Vishnu Kanchite.
At Vishnu Kanchi.
At Vishnu.
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 Lord Vishnu.
Lord Vishnu.
Hari.
Hari.
Lord Hari.
Lord Hari.
Rahe.
Rahe.
Remains.
Remains.
Mayapure.
Mayapure.
At Mayapur.
At Mayapur.
Aiche.
Aiche.
Similarly.
Similarly.
Ara.
Ara.
Also.
Also.
Nana.
Nana.
Various.
Various.
Murti.
Murti.
Forms.
Forms.
Brahmanda Bhitare.
Brahmanda Bhitare.
Throughout the universe.
Vishnu Kanchite Vishnu Hari Rahe Mayapure.
Vishnu Kanchite Vishnu Hari Rahe Mayapure.
Aiche Ara Nana Murti Brahmanda Bhitare.
Aiche Ara Nana Murti Brahmanda Bhitare.
Vishnu Kanchite Vishnu Hari Rahe Mayapure. Aiche ara nana murti brahmanda bhitare.
Aiche ara nana murti brahmanda bhitare.
Please chant. Vishnu Kanchi, of translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. I'm sorry, we just started reading Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhav, so my mind is over there. Bhaktisiddhanta's feet. Hare Krishna. Translation. At Vishnu Kanchi, there is Lord Vishnu. At Mayapur, Lord Hari. And throughout the universe, a variety of other forms. Purport. All of these forms are murti forms and they are worshipped in the temples. Their names are Keshava at Mathura, Purushottam or Jagannath at Nilanchal, Sri Bindu Madhava at Prayag, Madhusudan at Mandara, and Vasudev, Padmanabh, and Janardhan at Anandaranya, which is situated in Kerala, South India. At Vishnu Kanchi, which is situated in the Barada state, there is Lord Vishnu, and Hari is situated at Mayapur, Lord Chaitanya's birth site. Thus, in different places throughout the universe, there are various deities and temples bestowing their causeless mercy upon the devotees. All these deity forms are non-different from the murtis in the spiritual world of the Vaikunthas. Actually, when I read this part of the purport, I immediately said, how many temples did Srila Prabhupada establish and how many ISKCON temples there are currently? Because here Prabhupada is saying that there is various deities and temples bestowing their causeless mercy upon the devotees. So a very quick Google search showed me that two different numbers. At one place they said there are 650 temples. ISKCON is a worldwide confederation of more than 650 temples and centers, 108 vegetarian restaurants, and a wide variety of community projects. So 650, and Wikipedia says 800, so give or take. So between 650 to 800 temples all over the world. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada. Because wherever we go, we find an ISKCON temple, and we are able to take shelter, and we immediately feel at home. It's like being at home, because they are following the same morning program, they're saying the same mantras. Like this past summer, I was traveling, I was in India, and I went to different, in Delhi alone, I was very much surprised to see that there are at least 15 temples just in Delhi alone. And I visited like five or six of them. And each temple is more bhavya, more opulent than the other, not only in size and the way it's built, Vedic architecture, but the attendance. People who are coming, and very, very sincere and serious people who are coming and practicing Krishna consciousness. And it was just seeing that was the opulence of Srila Prabhupada. I was just marveling at how Srila Prabhupada's exported Krishna consciousness from here to India. Because in India, I know growing up, you would always say, made in USA was the best. You know, anything which was US made, you have to buy. It's very expensive. You know, you pay more and get something made in the USA. So Prabhupada's technique and his trick worked very well. And now in India, there's every day there is like thousands of people who are there. Doesn't matter whether I went in Mangalarti, I went at Guru Puja at a temple, and one temple I went at 6:30 in the afternoon, evening. And they were doing like amazing, like after the 6:30 Aarti, they said, we are going to have a chanting session, please sit down. Whoever is here for the first time, or if you would like to sit down, we have a gift for you. And at least 100 people sat down, and my relatives included. I was shocked that they were ready to sit down. And then they gave, everybody got a bead bag, things written, all the mantras written in it. And this Mataji led one round chanting of the Maha Mantra. And they said, please take this home. This bead bag with the beads is your gift. And I was very much taken, like, wow. And this is at 7:30 in the evening, when people are actually sitting down and they're chanting. This is going on a daily basis. 15 different temples in Delhi, 800 temples all over the world. Jai Prabhupada. So I thought I'll just give a little sidebar here. Jai Srila Prabhupada, Hare Krishna. So, in different places throughout the universe, there are various deities and temples bestowing their causeless mercy upon the devotees. All these deity forms are non-different from the murtis in the spiritual world of the Vaikunthas. Although the Archa Murti, the worshipable deity form of the Lord, appears to be made of material elements, it is as good as the spiritual forms found in the spiritual Vaikuntha lokas. The deity in the temple, however, is visible to the material eyes of the devotee. It is not possible for one in material conditioned life to see the spiritual form of the Lord. To bestow causeless mercy upon us, the Lord appears as Archamurti so that we can see Him. It's forbidden to consider the Archamurti to be made of stone or wood. I know several years ago I was in Gitanagari and we stayed there for a year. Mother Kalini was the head pujari there and everything, including cleaning the bathrooms. She was doing everything there. So her mood was, she would touch the deity's body in the morning because, you know, Gitanagari gets really cold and she would say, oh, this is cold, this is warm. Based on that, she would dress accordingly. How many layers of clothing, because sometimes the heat won't work in that temple either. So very, very personal. We have to see the Lord is, we're actually, when we're serving the Lord, very, very personally, the deity form has appeared before us and giving us this opportunity to, you know, be trained how to serve the Lord. So we cannot think of Him as just stone or wood. Or, well, you know, Krishna will never get cold. Krishna will never, you know, He's the Supreme Lord. So sometimes we see deities here, it's middle of summer and they're wearing long sleeves. I'm like, oh, you must be feeling so hot. Because Krishna is a person. In that sense, when we are serving the deity, we have to see that Krishna is feeling cold or hot. And we have to, actually, when we start worshipping, doing deity worship, and there is a little write-up sheet for us, for the chota deities, and it says, when we start worshipping, we say, Swagatam, Suswagatam, we're welcoming you, we're welcoming you. And you say the Mula Mantra, and then it says, see to the comfort of the Lord. So as you're worshipping, you're seeing to the comfort of the Lord. We don't like be rash and, you know, because we are actually worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in that mood, we can see that we've been given this opportunity to worship Him. So it's actually forbidden and it's an offense to be considering that the Archamurti is made of stone or wood. And that there's this long verse, I'm not sure what meter. Can some Prabhu tell me, or Mataji, what meter should we follow for this? In the Padma Purana it is said, how do we read this verse? Can somebody read it for me? I'd really appreciate it. Arche Vishnu Shila Dirgo Vishwa Nara Mati Vashna. Oh. Arche Brahma Samhita? Oh, Prabhuji, can you start it? Arche Vishnu Shila Dirgo Rushina Ramatir Vaishnava Jati Buddhir Vishnu Vaveshna Vamkali Mala Matan Pirtumu Ambudhi Shri Vishnu Namni Mantre Shakala Kalusha He Shabde Samanya Buddhir Vishnu Sarveshwari Shetad Itara Samadhi Yasyava Narakisa. Or the Padma Puran says, no one should consider the deity in the temple to be made of stone or wood, nor should one consider the spiritual master an ordinary human being. No one should consider a Vaishnava to belong to a particular caste or creed, and no one should consider Charnamrita or Ganges water to be like ordinary water. Nor should anyone consider the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra to be a material vibration. All these expansions of Krishna in the material world are simply demonstrations of the Lord's mercy and willingness to give facility to His devotees who are engaged in His devotional service within the material world. Jai Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yenatasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Mukham Karoti Vachalam Vangur Langhayate Girim Yat Kripasamam Mande Shri Guru Dinataranam. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So as we know, this is the section of Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructing Srila Sanatana Goswami, and he instructed him for 2 months in Varanasi. And right before that, we have, as devotees who have been attending the class Chaitanya Charitamrita regularly, you know that the section was about instruction to Rupa Goswami, and this was only for 10 days. Can you imagine? Only for 10 days, Mahaprabhu instructed Rupa Goswami, and he wrote this whole, he's written a treasure trove of literature including the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which was in Prayag, which is Allahabad. And now he's, Mahaprabhu goes from Prayag, he goes to Varanasi, and in the meanwhile, Sanatana Goswami escapes from the prison, and then he meets him at Varanasi. And so the teaching of Lord Chaitanya, actually I picked up this morning, I said, okay, let me see, which are the different teachings which Srila Prabhupada has actually included in this book, Teaching of Lord Chaitanya. So we have, after this, we have got Prakashananda Saraswati, instructions, teachings to Prakashananda Saraswati, then we have Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and then the a very short portion of Ramananda Samvad, discussion with Ramananda Rai. So Srila Prabhupada says in the preface to this teaching of Lord Chaitanya, that there is no difference between the teachings of Lord Chaitanya presented here and the teachings of Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. The teachings of Lord Chaitanya are practical demonstrations of Lord Krishna's teachings. Lord Krishna's ultimate instruction in Bhagavad Gita is that everyone should surrender unto him. Krishna promises to take charge of such a surrendered soul. But Lord Chaitanya actually tells us how we do that, how do we surrender. He teaches the direct worship of Lord Krishna, and he suggests that the place known as Vrindavan is as good as Lord Krishna because there is no difference between the name, quality, form, pastimes, entourage and paraphernalia of Lord Krishna and Lord Krishna himself. And he recommends that the highest mode of worship is, in the highest perfectional stage, is the method practiced by damsels of Braja. So, as you can tell, I didn't really read everything because I didn't really have much time. But I thought I will just kind of, you know, start off with teachings of Lord Chaitanya. And so Sanatana Goswami, when he appears in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's been traveling for so long. He looks like a Muslim mendicant, right? When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, bring that Vaishnava from outside, and the devotees go out and say, there is no Vaishnava, there is a Muslim mendicant, and Mahaprabhu says, bring him in. And then he hugs him immediately, and he says that, just by touching you, my life has become perfect. And Prabhupada says in the purports there that, you know, when we see the Vaishnavas, we need to actually feel very, very happy. And actually when we touch the body of a Vaishnava, we need to be feeling very fortunate that we have actually touched. Or like, you know, many of us, when our Guru Maharaj is coming in or going out, I remember when I first started coming to Krishna consciousness and I was aspiring for my Guru Maharaj, the devotees would touch his shoes. They would hide and stealthily touch his shoes. At first I was kind of taken aback, but then I felt, yes, because you are a dust of the lotus feet of a Vaishnava is more valuable than hundreds and millions of dollars. And so when we are here in Alachua and we see the devotees, so many devotees are here, we need to take that. When we're touching the floor of the temple room, all of these dust particles from the lotus feet of the devotees are touching here, and they have touched me, and my life is becoming so much more perfect. Every time I touch and offer my obeisances in front of Srila Prabhupada, so many other Vaishnavas have come here. So we need to be feeling very, very fortunate that we are getting the those particles, you know, like they say, somewhere I've read that they're like the pollen from which are falling from the lotus feet of the devotees, and we are actually getting that mercy. So we need to be very, very thankful that we are in this association, because we don't know, at a drop of a hat, we will lose that association. Maybe we could get sick, maybe we could be in some other part of the country, other part of the city. We cannot come, we cannot associate with the devotees. So we cannot come and have beautiful darshan every day, which the devotees are doing, working so hard to decorate our deities in such a beautiful way every day. Devotees are making these beautiful garlands, even in the middle of winter, trying to get all these lovely flowers or growing in their greenhouses. So the Lord can be offered gardenias, they can be offered champaka flowers in the middle of the winter, because the devotees are working, that's out of love that they're offering all these to the deities. So Sanatana Goswami actually says, when he meets Mahaprabhu, he says, Krishna ami nahi jani. I don't know who Krishna is. And then he says, of course, we know the very famous expression, ke ami. Who am I? Who am I? Because when we think, I know everything, you know, when we approach devout people, especially Indian people, and we say, Bhagavad Gita, you know, and they'll say, I know everything. I know everything about Krishna and I know everything. So I find as trying to spread Srila Prabhupada's instructions in this corner of the world, that when we do book distribution and we talk to the Indians, they are the most difficult people to distribute books to because they know everything. And so, but Sanatana Goswami says, I don't know who am I. And I don't know anything about Krishna. I do not know who Krishna is. And when we go with that mood, Krishna actually reveals himself. Krishna reveals himself as we are chanting, as we are surrendering more and more, Krishna will reveal himself. And actually when Sri Gaurangi asked me to give class and she started reading the verses a little bit, I said, oh goodness, this quadruple expansion of Krishna, the quadruple expansion, all that section for me is a mental block. Because it's very difficult for me. I always feel this is very difficult for me to understand. And I immediately felt that was Krishna was giving me this so that I can kind of open up and get rid of this mental block. So I want to just read a little bit from the notes which I took. So in verse 185, verse 184 and 185, it said, Tad ekatma rupe vilas, swamsa dui bheda vilas, swamsera bhede vividha vibheda. So in the Tad ekatma rupa, there are pastime expansions which are vilas and personal expansions of the Lord, swamsa. Consequently, there are two divisions. So the vilas expansions and the swamsa expansions. And so the vilas form is described that it's a pastime expansion. So when the Lord displays numerous forms with different features by his inconceivable potency, such forms are called vilas forms. And vilas forms are divided into prabhav and vaibhav. So the prabhav forms are the ones which are the four quadruple expansions, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, Vasudev and Sankarshan. And then it is said that the prabhav forms reside eternally in Dwarka and in Mathura. So these vilas forms, now they are described here that in the previous verse, I think, that Lord Keshava resides at Mathura, Lord Purushottam, known by the name Jagannath, eternally resides at Nilanchal. So I have not had darshan of any of the other deities, but I did have darshan of Lord Jagannath in Nilanchal. So I can tell you a little bit, since Prabhupada now quotes specifically about the deity worship, that when we went to Jagannath Puri and had darshan of the deity, which was amazing, amazing, and then the whole prangan, or you know, all the services which are going on, and witnessing how there are devotees who are coming from generations whose only one, there's a family whose only seva from generations and generations is to bring water from the well, and they carry water in the thing which you hang around and you have holding water. So they take two buckets of water and they bring to the deity kitchen. That's, there has been seva for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. The family, that's what their seva is. Another family, their seva, their descendants are coming and they bring the 51 times that the deities offered bhoga there. So they close off all the pathways, corridors, and you see these people carrying the bhoga offerings in on their shoulders with the hanging baskets, and they're bringing them. It's just bringing those offerings, those 51 offerings every time to the deity room. That's their service. And the kitchen, the pots were like humongous pots. And they are just doing with, and there's no running water. The water is being poured from the buckets into a little trench, metal trench, and going inside. So these people who are bringing the water, they don't go inside the kitchen. They just pour it through the trench, fills up the pots inside, and they're using the water to cook. And we could just see like little diamond-shaped, you know, openings. You could see what was going on inside. So it is so amazing that these devotees, they are, their life and soul is Lord Jagannath. And they are doing this seva year after year, generation after generation, because they feel so connected to Lord Jagannath. That's the Lord of their lives, Lord of their heart. And they, you see that the deity is non-different than Krishna. Actually, one time I remember one of the Prabhus was telling us that they were in Vrindavan and they were going to some devotees' houses and local Brajvasis' houses, and they went to one Brajvasi's home, and the head of the home informed them that they were very sorry, they could not offer them any prasad that day because Gopal was very, very, very naughty. So he did not get any offering, he didn't get anything. So since they didn't feed Gopal, they couldn't give any prasad to the visiting guests. And this Prabhu was like, well, I don't know about that. But you know, they have got such a personal relationship. That's their little child. They are having that interaction with the deity. Because you know, Prabhupada would say, every home is a temple in Vrindavan. And I remember when I was first started practicing Krishna consciousness, I immediately got a little deity of Lord Gopal and Makhanchur. And I used to go to Gita Nagari for different retreats. And there was one class happening and about, I don't know if it was about deity worship, but the question was risen that if we go to travel, what should we do with our deity? And I think it was Sureshwara Prabhu who was giving that seminar, and he said, when you go out of town, do you leave your child at home? No, you take your child with you. So I remember when I went to India, like less than a year after I'd come to Krishna consciousness, I took my little Gopal deity with me. And my parents were shocked. When I have to bathe him every day, I have to change his clothes every day. So yeah, so it was like that was the way it was presented. You don't leave your child behind, you take your deity with you. Because your deity is, it's a personal relationship you have with the deity. And if nothing, at least we can offer water and we can offer a flower and maybe some fragrance, because you know, you can buy a little bit of oil and fragrance and offer it to a deity if we can't do anything else. That way we are, we are acknowledging, and of course we chant Hare Krishna mantra. That's the most I do most of the time. Sit and chant in front of the deity, because you are actually pleasing, because our devotional service is to please the Supreme Lord. And when he's pleased, that's when he gives us our benedictions. Not that we are chanting for benediction, we are chanting for service. So just like today, I'm here because the facility, like you know, Prabhupada says in the last verse of the purport, all these expansions of Krishna in the material world are simply demonstration of the Lord's mercy and willingness to give facility to his devotees who are engaged in his devotional service. When I read that last verse, last sentence, I said, he's giving facility to his devotees, so he's giving facility to me today that I can come here and speak a little something and ramble on. But yes, Krishna's, when we say, give me service, and then somebody says, can you do this? I'm like, no, I'm too busy, but I'm praying, please give me service. So it's very nice that we can be totally engaged as much as possible. If not 24, you know, we say 24 hours of the day, if not physically 24 hours of the day, but in our mind we can be engaged 24 hours of the day. And if we start dreaming about our service, dreaming about our japa, then our life is successful. Because I remember another thing I'm remembering as I'm saying this, that when I used to work as a scientist in a lab, and my professor was like a taskmaster. So he would expect us to come every day of the week to the lab, including Saturday, and Sundays he was kind of easygoing. He would actually have our lab meetings on a Saturday that everybody can show up. So his thing was, if you are dreaming about your project, about your research, then you're doing good. If you're dreaming about your research. So that was his mood. And he would push us to the limit. So yeah, so as we are practicing, if we are dreaming about our seva, dreaming about our sadhana, dreaming about our chanting, that means we are actually, you know, like, was it about Bhakti Siddhanta that when he would be sleeping and you could hear the sound of the Maha Mantra, Does anybody know that pastime that they would say they could hear the chanting going on? And even when his hair is moving and you could hear the mantra from his body, that's how much you're in totally absorbed in the service of the Lord, that whatever we do, wherever we are, we can actually think of Krishna. And that's the goal of our life. So, I mean, there are so many things. Oh, I wanted to talk about deity worship in the 11th canto. So, if anybody wants to say something at this point, I would really appreciate it about this quadruple expansions and deity worship. I have something to read from the 11th canto in the meanwhile. Would anyone like to say something?
In the Mahabharata, it's mentioned that Rukmini wanted to know where Krishna was going at night, where he was going. So she followed him, and then she saw that Krishna was kneeling next to Arjuna, and his head was very close to his head. And so then she asked him, what were you doing? He said, oh, I was listening because each hair is chanting Hare Krishna.
Okay, Hare Krishna. Thank you for giving that. Yeah, I remember hearing something about the hair. Hare Krishna, Jai. Anybody else would like to share their realization or something which they've heard, which would enliven us? No? Prabhuji?
There is a book called The Miracles of Krishna Deities by Sri Nandanandana, Stephen Knapp, and that's just full of stories all over that have, you know, miracles that have happened with all Krishna deities. So it's so inspiring to read it, because then you're seeing how the deity is actually interacting with the devotees and with the public. And then that way, is just, Lord Jagannath himself has so many different miracles that have happened.
Do you remember any one of them which you could share with us, Prabhuji?
Well, there was one, Goswamini, what was her name? Ganga Mata Goswamini. So, well, that's one pastime. I'll tell you one that actually happened not too long ago, because when I was there in the 70s, one of the tour guides told us that next to Jagannath Puri Temple, kind of next, there's the Sweta Ganga. And she was washing her clothes, because that's where a lot of the ladies would wash their clothes. And then she went underwater like this, and then she came up in Allahabad, Prayag. And so they didn't know where she went, and she wasn't coming back, and so they did all her funeral services, thinking that she died. Well, here it is, she's in Prague, and she had no way, so she had to walk all the way back to Jagannath Puri. When she got back, they thought she was a ghost. And they're going, oh, honey, Baba, honey, you know. And then she says, no, it's me. She goes, I'll tell you what happened. And then so that, this is part of the lore of Jagannath Puri. There's so many wonderful pastimes like that that had happened. And she just simply went under the water and came up in Prayag.
Prayag, Hare Krishna, Jai. Mother Madhumati. I do remember when I was in Boston Temple, that was my first temple, and when the Prabhuji would give announcement on Sunday, he would say, Gopi Vallabh has become very thin and skinny, you know, we have to give good, better offerings. So he would ask for donations, then he would say, Gopi Vallabh has become skinny. So, and actually we find sometimes the deity's clothes are not fitting, even though they made the same clothes, the deity is not fitting, or maybe it's too loose, and we're telling, please modify it. But yeah, stuff, things like that, and devotees have experienced that it has happened. Yes, Mother Madhumati.
I was thinking about when I was just in Vrindavan, you were talking about so many temples in Delhi. And I was thinking the importance of having so many temples in Delhi. I was talking to this devotee sitting next to me during prasadam and asked her how she came to Krishna consciousness. So she was telling me that she was having so much difficulty in her family life. So one day from work, she didn't want to go back home, and she asked the rickshawala to take her to some Durga temple. And he said to her, Mataji, there is no Durga temple here. I can just take you to this Krishna temple is here. And she said, just take me to whatever temple, it doesn't make a difference. Just take me to some temple, I don't care. So he brought her to the Krishna temple, and there in front of the deities, she just cried and cried and cried to Krishna, just do something for my life. I just don't know and I can't take it. And just talking about how Krishna is a person and she just like poured her heart to the deities. And then within a week, her husband, you know, who was drunk, you know, drinking problem, whatever, he had a problem. And within a week, what happened was her one of his colleagues asked him, and he was asking many times, but then this time he agreed. He asked him, why don't you come to this seminar that's happening about how to become happy? So, you know, their life was miserable or whatever. So he finally decided to go to this seminar about how to have happiness. And it was a 7-day seminar or something, and they start off with this and that, and eventually comes the Bhagavad Gita. And so, you know, they have this, in India, there's devotees, they do this seminar and start with nothing, you know, they don't know anything about God or anything, and then eventually they bring them to Krishna and Bhagavad Gita. And sure enough, it's just like the life, their life totally just changed, you know, totally turned around. So yeah, the Prabhupada has established this temple. His followers are doing the same thing, and it's caused a revolution in India at least.
Major revolution. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Yes. Yes, Prabhuji. Gauranga Prema, Chinese monk, Hare Krishna, from LA.
Yeah. Thank you very much for the wonderful class. You know, you were talking about dream. It reminds me a saying in China. That means, you know, whatever we are thinking within our mind during the day, so we are going to dream that kind of situation at night.
Yeah, thank you. Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, what's your name? Prabhuji, the one you're raising your hand, I want to...
Bahushira.
Yeah. Bahushira Das. Oh, Prabhuji first. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Well, I had a story to confirm how Krishna likes hearing his pastimes.
Mm.
So, in Ranganath, there were some devotees discussing Krishna's pastimes in some distant place. So, they bring the Ranganath deity out sometimes, you know, in procession. And they play these loud instruments. So, as the deity was coming to where these devotees were doing the Krishna's pastimes or discussing, the devotees got disturbed and they said, where is this noise coming from? They stood up. So they saw the deity of Ranganath come. So when they took the deity back, Ranganath spoke to the pujari and told them, no more processions for 1 year.
1 year?
No more processions for 1 year. And you should invite these devotees to discuss Krishna Katha in the temple of 1 year.
Hare Krishna. Bahushira Prabhuji.
Because you're talking about the Delhi deities, actually, is that during the installation of Radhaparatha Sarthi, Bhashila Prabhupada and his servant Ishan, this is recorded, he said that he was right with Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada was facing this way, and then Ishan was at this angle. And he said is that as they were doing the different things, bathing, all of a sudden out of Srila Prabhupada's eyes, tears shot out an arm length. And then he's shocked, and he's looking at Prabhupada with his eyes open. And then Prabhupada looked at him like, you know, like, look down, do what you're doing, pay attention. Whatever was in front of him, pots, pans, or whatever. And so he looked down. But he saw Prabhupada's, you know, the tears shoot out of his eyes and arm length. That's recorded.
Wow, Hare Krishna.
Ishan. He's the one who used to play the trumpet earlier in the movie. Mm. Point the trumpet up in the air and play it.
Mm.
And he's all shaved up and clean shaven and dhoti. On his interview, you can see it. It's on the devotee interviews.
Yeah.
Remembrance of Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna. Yes, we do hear pastimes of the devotee, the deities, the tears are bathing the lotus feet. So you're saying like Prabhupada's tears were bathing the deity, Parthasarathi, Hare Krishna. Jai.
Hare Krishna. Just a story. My friend, her name is Atma Vidya Dasi. She's from Greece, and for many years she was living in Mayapur. So she was a teacher in the Gurukul, in the local Gurukul there. One day, this story is posted by Jananivas Prabhu in a pamphlet, stories of different witnesses or the deities how interfere with the devotees, right? So the story she was praying to the deities, you know, Panchatattva, Nrsingadev, and so. So Nrsingadev was telling her, say, tell the pujari, the head pujari, to change my eyes. I cannot see very well with those artificial eyes. So several days, so she went to the office of the head pujari and said the story. Oh, I said, he heard it, but kind of like, Lord Nrsingadev talked to you. He said, tell them to bring my original eyes. Because I cannot see anymore. Because she was praying to Lord Nrsingadev, the mother said, she couldn't see very well, see a cataract or something. So he said, do this favor for me, okay? Kind of.
How do you go?
So several days later, he was thinking, Jananivas Prabhu, and actually Krishna in his heart appeared and said, yes, he's right. So they went and found out where the original eyes of Lord Nrsingadev were, and they replaced them. So the deity was very pacified. But it's a story, maybe somebody can say yes, no, but it's posted.
Hare Krishna. Hare
Krishna. In the dam, a lot of things that nobody can perceive, but they're true stories. I can feel the, I visited the dam a few times, but certain things that they're supernatural, perhaps, for lay people to believe, but the devotee have experienced, right? That's why we keep going.
Yes, yes.
Take inspiration. Hare Krishna, right. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. Yeah, because actually it's our faith, and you know, when people say, well, I don't have faith, and then Prabhupada would say, you go to the, as a student, you go to the school, they're teaching you about Newton's laws, or they're teaching you about civil war. You have faith that the teacher is going to say something which will be useful to you. So you have that faith, that's why you're going to that teacher. So everything is dependent upon faith. I have faith that if I get up, go from here to there, this floor will hold my weight. It is faith alone that runs us, moves us along. So why not have faith that there's a superpower, there's a power which is beyond us. And when people question, they go, well, you know, this is just, you know, you're too conservative, you're too diehard. But yeah, everything is dependent upon faith. Hare Krishna.
I just wanted to add on to that Mataji's story. I'd read that story too. I'm not sure if she mentioned, but that Mataji who had heard the vision from Lord, she was praying to Lord Nrsingadev because her eyes, she couldn't see, and she actually got her vision back from doing that.
Very well. And actually another thing was that another pastime of Lord Nrsingadev in Mayapur, that he said, he appeared to some devotee, he said, the light is really bothering me. The light from the, whatever light was on the altar. And it was revealed to the pujaris, and then they found that, yeah, that light was, the way it was positioned, or maybe the particular light was going on the way it was shining, it was too bright. And he said, can you just, you know, turn it on a little bit later after you wake me up? You turn on the light and it is so bright in my eyes. So then they started doing that. They don't want to turn it on right away. You kind of, you know, even when we wake up, you kind of, and you kind of turn a little lamp, I at least have a little lamp, and then turn on the other lights because it's so bright. So yeah, the Lord is saying, the light is too hard or harsh on me. I think I will pass on this, but maybe I'll just say one thing. So I found a mention of deity worship verses in 11th canto. So anybody else had anything to say? No, I'll just read the verses. After cleansing oneself, so this is Canto 11, Chapter 3 of Srimad Bhagavatam, Text 49 and through 54. After cleansing oneself, purifying the body by pranayam, bhuta siddhi and other processes, and marking the body with sacred tilak for protection, one should sit in front of the deity and worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Actually, the verses right before the verse which I read today, it was talking about the marking of the body with the 12 names of all these expansions. So putting tilak also is also a very, very important part of our sadhana practice, of our devotional service. And sometimes we think it's, you know, going to work outside, how it will look, how the other people will perceive us. And but we need to be, but putting on tilak actually, like Prabhupada would say, it's like a uniform, you know. You're going in a uniform, we see the policeman, if he's in his regular clothes, we will not even pay attention to that person, right? As soon as you see the person in a uniform, you're like, okay, he's a policeman, I have to respect, follow, he's in a police marked car. So when we put on our tilak, and I got experience even years and years ago when I used to work at UF, and I would put my tilak on every day, and my lab mates would, they started asking, hey, you've got some dust, you've got something on your thing, you know how the people usually say. And then those who I kind of began to know better, I would tell them what it was. So in fact, one time I remember I didn't put on tilak. So my lab mate says, hey, you didn't go to your temple today? We are actually just by putting on tilak, or you're out and about and somebody says, hey, what is that? And then you can tell them, and you can tell, and like I have told people about bodies, the residence of the Supreme. We are decorating our body with the temple, it's a temple of the Lord. And you can, instantaneously, you don't even trying to preach, you're just telling them about the Supreme Lord. Or in India, I remember when I first went, and my mother was very, very shy that I was putting on my bead bag, going with my bead bag, and she felt, what is this? This is, you should not put, take your bead bag out and about, you know. And so one time I remember I was here, and I was somewhere at a chiropractor's office, and I had my bead bag, and they said, what is this? What are you doing? I said, I'm chanting for peace. Like, oh, we all need peace, right? So just by seeing your bead bag, there is a question, and then you can actually interact with the people and the public. And then if you have a book, you can pull out your book. Or if you buy flowers for the deities, and people, the public person will ask you, wow, such beautiful flowers. And I remember one time I actually said, I decorate our forms of the soul, Lord, every week I decorate, so that's why I buy these flowers. And I showed them the picture of Lord of Gauranithai. So they got Agyata Sukriti just because they appreciated. They said, oh, you have a wonderful time decorating them tomorrow then. So you can actually just, you know, interact with the people and tell them and give them a little bit of Krishna. And you can actually just share this Krishna consciousness with others. And maybe years later something will come to them and they'll say, oh yeah, I saw that. And actually, that reminds me of another very, and I'll actually end with this. Last year, 2 years ago, I think it was pre-COVID, somebody came to the temple. It was Lord Balaram's appearance day. And it was a family who came all the way from there in Alabama. And they said they found out about this temple because they wanted to come to a temple. They had bought books online, and the husband has been reading for, and the wife started reading as well. And they had so many, they had read the whole Bhagavad Gita, and they started getting more books. And how he found out, so he said, I want to go to the temple. And he found out whichever different temples were, but we were the closest, like 7 hours away for them. So they came here, it was Balaram's appearance day. And he said that as a little child, he used to live in New York City, and one day all the roads were closed, and it was Rath Yatra happening. And he didn't know anything about anything. He was a little kid. And he saw Lord Jagannath on the cart. And he wanted to run out and, you know, join this big festival going on. And his mother, of course, like a good mother, no, she just pulled him in and he sat. And he said, years later, which is 2 years ago, 3 years ago, he actually saw on somewhere online George Harrison's book, you know, what is it called? Here Comes the Sun, and somebody had written something about it, some famous, I don't know, Paul McCartney, somebody had written something about George Harrison, and he saw the symbol of Lord Jagannath in that post somewhere on Facebook. He saw that and he remembered his childhood, and he remembered Lord Jagannath. He put two and two together, he started investigating, and then he found Krishna consciousness, and he started reading. And then he came here, and then he came again for, then we talked, and then he had so many questions, and he said he has been reading Mahatma Prabhu's, he found Mahatma Prabhu's articles online, and he said, I said, oh, he lives here, oh, I'll come. And he came for Janmashtami, and he started aspiring for Mahatma Prabhu. So I don't know, I've not followed up since, but maybe I'll ask Mahatma Prabhu. But yes, so just by seeing that Lord Jagannath, so we, when our devotees are working so hard, Bhadra Prabhu, Dharmraj Prabhu, putting up these festivals all over Florida, the Rath Yatra festivals, just the vision, we don't know who will get influenced and how many years later that will influence them to come to Krishna consciousness. So one vision, one word, one little tilak, okay, connect. We are right here just to connect the dots. And one more last thing I want to say is that I was listening to a little shorts, you know, like they have YouTube shorts. So this devotee, Amog Leela Prabhu, talking about book distribution. So then we go out for book distribution and somebody, you show them the book and they'll be like, eh, you have no other job to do? Go do I find a job. Or you show a book to somebody and they immediately take the book. You have to say thank you to all the people who have come before me who actually presented and got this response, like, go get a job. So it's like a wall, you're making little knots, you're making a little crack. And when you approach, like, wow, I distributed 5 books today. You broke the wall, but because many people had made little cracks. You say, I'm making little cracks. And it's okay, I just made a little crack today. Many, many devotees down the line, somebody will get the benefit and the book will be taken by them. To thank for all who came before you, and pray for all who will come after you, who will actually make that, when immediately the wall will just break and they'll accept the book. Jai. All glory to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Mother Ananda Krishna, you want to say something more?
He doesn't have to go too far about Lord Jagannath. We came from Canada with my husband, and we thought we had to go to the parade, the Christmas parade. There's Lord Jagannath is coming.
So we were spectators, the cars passing, the different parading groups, and when came Lord Jagannath, I felt like, my God, this is something else, you know, this is so blissful. But there was a spectator outside looking. So some devotee, were, I think it was Pushkar, come in, why you stay over there? Like when I ran inside the parade group, I felt so ecstatic. Like that energy and potency. I said, you guys, you don't believe you're very important people here. So, and parading, like everybody joined, many people, you know, and the people outside, they were very, very thankful. I heard say, we're so thankful you're here. For me, I felt like, am I a non-devotee, I'm a devotee, but I'm very special because I felt that energy, you see? So I felt included. You know?
Hare Krishna, yes. Lord Jagannath is very merciful.
Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gandharashi Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Assemble Vaishnavas ki jai. Or Hare Krishna. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishta. Thank you for your patience and thank you for encouraging me. I appreciate that. Hare Krishna. Oh, jai.